The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph is in the midst of a discussion which began by the previous Mishnah about the shiur which the Levim used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, which leads the Gemara to quote the Mishnah in the end of Talmud, which discusses the shiur that the Levim used to say daily together with the Akravas Karban Talmud. Barishin Mahayu Aimrim Lashem Aratum Leo, Basheni Hayu Aimrim La God Lashem Mahul Ma'id, and the third day they would say Alikim Nitzav Padas Kale, and so on. With regard to the shiur that the Levim used to say in the Beis HaMikdash, we find two important machloiksim in the Gemara and Erech and Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. One of them being whether, if it occurred that there was no shiur, is that ma'akiv in the carbon, the shiur, or is it only a din to have shiur b'shas akravas akarbon, but it's not ma'akiv in the carbon? That's a machloikis tanoim over there in Erech and Daf Yud Aleph. And it's also mentioned over there, as well in many other sugyas, an important machlokes which we find about if ikur shir is bepeh or ikur shir is bekli. What was the main part of the shir that the Levim would sing in the Beis HaMikdash? The actual song or the musical instruments which they would use? I would like to focus mainly on the shir shal yom, which we say daily, which obviously stems from this Mishnah here in the end of Talmud quoted in our Gemara, as it's brought down in Masechta Seifrim that the shir shal yom should be recited every day. We say on Shabbos at the conclusion of davening, Hashir Shalaviyu Hayoimim Beis HaMikdash B'yem Arishin Hayoimim Lashem Aratim Loyo Pasheni Hayoimim God Lashem Amol Moed Vashlish Hayoimim Elikim Nitzav Adas Kel, etc. The Lashon is Hashir Shalaviyu Hayoimim Beis HaMikdash. Now, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Lamed Beis of Katan Dalad brings a machlekes which the Darki Moshe quotes that the Rekeach is Geris Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi, the Rekeach is Geris B'Mikdash, and Rashi is Geris B'Beis HaMikdash. And he brings that the Maril has like the Rekeach to say B'Mikdash, which is seemingly insignificant whether you're Geris B'Mikdash or B'Beis HaMikdash. So the Magen Avraham explains that it's quite significant, that there's an important difference between the Geris of Mikdash and B'Beis HaMikdash. It's not just the Shiloh of an extra word. It's two different things completely. The Mishnah at the end of Talmud says, Hashir Shalavim Hayoimim Beis HaMikdash B'Yem Rishon Hayoimim, etc. And that is what we say at the conclusion of the Shabbos davening. Zok the Magen Avraham, that would mean that the Indian of saying the Shir Shal Yoyim daily, like they said in the Beis HaMikdash, would be to quote the Mishnah verbatim, which is what we do at the end of the Shabbos davening. However, there is an alternative method, which is what we do daily. We say Hayoim Yom Rishon Shabbos Shabbos Levim Hayoim Beis HaMikdash Hayoim Yom Sheni, and then we say the specific kapitel which was sang that specific day by the Levim when they were makriv the karbonos daily in the morning. In other words, we say Hashir Shal Levim Hayoim Yom Mikdash, and on Shabbos we say Hashir Shal Levim Hayoim Yom Beis HaMikdash. Besides that, which we say the shir of Shabbos alone, Zok the Magen Avraham. Some hold that you're supposed to say every single day the Mishnah. And he mentions that you have a milah with that also, that you're concluding davening with learning. In other words, we know the Gemara says in the end of Brachas, an Indian of Mechayel Ochayel, that one should try to learn right after davening, to go from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, which is a big milah. And by concluding davening with the quote of the Mishnah in the end of Talmud, besides for being Mechayim, the Indian, of saying the shir that the Levim used to say daily, we also get the milah of learning a Mishnah after davening. However, those that say b'mikdash, it's not just a question of a girsa. It's rather they mean to say that Hashir Shai Levim Ma'imim b'mikdash, that's what we should say now. On Sunday we say Hashem Aratzim Loya, and on Monday we say Hashir Shai Levim Ma'imim b'mikdash, God Hashem Amhul Ma'id, and so on and so forth. So in other words, the difference between b'mikdash and b'beis HaMikdash is not just what to say b'mikdash or b'beis HaMikdash. Rather, to Shaila, are we quoting the Mishnah verbatim and saying the shir of all the days, every single day, like we do at the end of the Shabbos davening after Musaf? Or we just say every single day the shir of that specific day. We do not enumerate all the shirim that are said on the whole week, as the Mishnah does, and as our Gemara quotes over here. Now, the Torah in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, as well as the Beis Yosef Hashem, the Archas Chaim, both say that the reason why, although Pita Makteris is recited in the morning and in the afternoon officially, the Shir Shal Yoyim is only said in the morning. And the reason for that is because in the Beis HaMikdash, the Shir Shal Yoyim was only said in the morning. Azay Zok the Torah in Siman Kuf Lamed Gimel, and it's quoted actually, this is obviously the source of the Ramah in the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, which is the Magen Avram that we mentioned is going on. He says, V'oimrim Hashir Sha'alavim Hayu Oimrim B'Mikdosh Shachris Levar. And that is because the Torah says that the Shir Shalavim Ayman B'Mikdash was only by the carbon Tamid Shal Shachar, not the Tamid Shal Bein Harabayim. I'm sure you're wondering that this is quite problematic from our Gemara, as all the Mepharshim ask. That our Gemara started off previously on the Flamin Amid Beis with regard to that, that the Mishnah said, so the Gemara says, what was the Kilkul? The first man, the Omar, says that they didn't say Shira at all because they were waiting for the Edom to come. They weren't sure if it's Rosh Hashanah or not. And Rav Zeri says, Sha'amru Shira Shal Choyal Im Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. They said the weekday shear with the Talmud Shalbein Harabayim, as opposed to saying the shear of Rosh Hashanah together with the Talmud Shalbein Harabayim. Apparently, Rav Zera is clear that there was a shear daily with the Talmud Shalbein Harabayim, just like the shear Shal Shachris. How then can the Torah possibly say that there was no shear in the Talmud Shalbein Harabayim? It's a Beferish Gemara. So the Magen Avraham again over there in Sifkat and Dalet says that the Chuvis Maram Alshech and Siman Kuf Lamed Ches asks the question, and he says that of course our Gemara says clearly that the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim also was accompanied by a shear. However, Zakta Alshech, because of this question, that apparently the shear of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was not Ma'ak of the Karban. Only the shear of the Tamid Shel Shachar is Ma'ak of the Karban. And therefore, since it's not Ma'ak of, that's what the Torah means to say, and we do not say it in the evening. However, the Mepharshim will ask on the Alshech's Teretz that it's very shver, because we mentioned earlier that it's Machlokes Tanoim in Erchin, if the shear is Ma'ak of the carbon or not. And we paskin that the shear is not Ma'ak of the carbon. So how then can the Alshech say that the shear in the morning is Ma'ak of the carbon? The Prima Gaon mentions this, and he says that perhaps you could say a different way, that in the morning it's a chiv to say the shir, and in the afternoon was only a custom that they did in the Beis HaMikdash, but it wasn't obligation, it wasn't mandatory, and therefore today we only do the shir in the morning because that's when it was a chiv, as opposed to the afternoon, but of course it's never ma'akiv. Other Mepharshim, like the Prisha over here, also ask this kasha on the Alshech. And the Beis Ephraim and Siman Tes and others discuss at great length the Chikrei Lev. What is the answer? What did the Alshech mean? And so on and so forth. The Prisha himself offers a different explanation, and the same teretz is found in the Be'er Sheva and the Mishnah and Talmud at the end over there. That the Shir Shel Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim was actually said in the evening at night in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore we do not say it. The Magen Avraham says a similar teretz, that they used to be say the Shir Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim together with the Nesachim, which was after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim. However, we don't have Nesachim, and therefore it's not appropriate for us to sing or to say the Shir Shel Yem for that matter in the afternoon, because after the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim it would be inappropriate, provided that there are no Nesachim. The Sfas Emes says a similar teretz as well. The Yom Tshuva here in our Gemara, that brings down the above mentioned, and he asks the questions that we asked on those terutzim, and then he says that the reason why we say the shir b'zman hazeh is a zeichel mikdash, and therefore, since there were many occurrences where in the days of the Beis HaMikdash they would actually not say the shir with the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim, although it was normally recited, but since there were times that it was not said because of the sveikas, because the Edom did not arrive, so since we're doing the whole shir as a zeichel for that, so therefore we as well do not say the Shir Shal Yoim in the Talmud Shel Bein Arbayim in the afternoon. Azay Zok the Yoim Trua. And there are also many other terutzim that are found in the Achrayim to this question. It's actually fascinating how much there is to learn and discuss about the Inyan of the Shir Shal Yoim and its development throughout all the sugyas, stemming all the way back from the Shir that the Levim used to sing in the Beis HaMikdash and throughout. The Chikrei Lev, which we mentioned earlier, from Arachayim Siman Lamed Beis through Siman Lamed Tes, dedicates 8 Simonim, which amass to 50 pages, which all discuss the Inyanim of the Shir Shal Yoim. Just another example, we say in the Shir Shal Yoim that we say every day, we say, Hayoim Yoim Rishim B'Shabbos Shabbos Hoyu Levim Maimer B'Mikdash. Hayoim Yoim Sheini B'Shabbos Shabbos Hoyu Levim Maimer B'Mikdash. That we say in the beginning, Hayoim Yoim Rishim B'Shabbos, as opposed to just saying, B'Yoim Rishim B'Shabbos Hoyu Levim Maimer B'Mikdash, B'Yoim Sheini, we say, or B'Yoim Rishim Hoyu Oimrim, without even mentioning B'Shabbos, we say, Hayoim Yoim Rishim B'Shabbos, Hayoim Yoim Sheini B'Shabbos. Reb Moshe Feinstein, in his Ha'aris, in Kiddushin, Siman Nun, Ha'ara Samach Gimel, in the middle of a totally different topic, mentions in parentheses that a person is obligated every single day to know what day it is and to make mention of that so that he should not get confused and forget what day is Shabbos is. And he says that if somebody does neglectfully not pay attention to the days and therefore forgets what Shabbos, he would not be an Einus. He would actually be considered a Mezid because he should have paid attention. That wouldn't be considered an Einus. And he goes on to say that perhaps, although the Rambam in Yad, as well as the Mechaber, do not mention the Inin of the Shir Shel Yoim, and it's only a Minig, like the Rambam mentions in the Seder Atfila, in the end of Ava, in the Rambam, however, perhaps the reason why we keep it so strongly and we say the Shir Shel Yoim every day is for a completely different reason. It's because of the Inyan of mentioning what day of the week it is, which is an Inyan of knowing when Shabbos is. And he says that's why you say Hayom Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, Hayom Yoim Sheni B'Shabbos. Very, very interesting, novel approach, seemingly, that Rav Moshe is saying over there in the parentheses. Ayin Shom. What I found fascinating was that the Chikri Lev, in the middle of his long Arichas, at the end of Siman Lamed Gimel and Arach Chaim, he actually says the exact same thing, verbatim. So in other words, 200 years before Rav Moshe was zeichet to be mechaven to the Chikri Lev. And he says that although there are many grounds to say that there's no chiv to say the Shir Shayim, however, many Yisrael Torah, because the Mechilta says, Amar Rav Yitzchok, on Parshas Yisro and the Pasuk of Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshei Shetehei Moina L'Shem Shabbos, and the Rabban says that that's actually the literal translation of the Pasuk in Aseres Adibris no less, Zachar Siyam HaShabbos L'Kadshei. And he brings down that the Arizal says that this is one of the Reish Mem Ches Mitzvot Aseh. So therefore that the Rav Moshe said is a Mefurash Chikri Lev, and that is the source which many people have probably heard of, that there's also an Inyan in the Shir Shel Yoim to mention the day. In fact, Rav Moshe says that if somebody is mamish and oinus and he does not have time to say the Shir Shel Yoim, he should at least go out of his way to say Ayoim Yoim Risha B'Shabbos. Ayin Shom in the Dibras Moshe. Kedushin Simen Nun Ha'ara Samach Gimel in the parentheses. I just wanted to conclude on a little bit of a different note. We say over here Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos L'Yoim Shekuli Shabbos. The capital of Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos does not really discuss Shabbos at all. The Eben Ezra and Rashi Afanard over there in Tillim seem to be bothered by this question, and they both say that the Shir Shel Yom HaShabbos is Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos. That's what it means, L'Yoim HaShabbos. And Rashi adds that it talks about Olam Haba, which is Kule Shabbos, which is like the Mishnah says in Talmud, and it's quoted over here, Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos, L'Yoim Shekuli Shabbos. The Brisker Rav in Parshas Bereishis elaborates on this question and wants to suggest that Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos, Toiv Lo'edis L'Hashem, L'Zamer L'Shimcha Elyon, is actually a shir on the Chiddush HaBriya. And we find that you're supposed to say shir on everything, and things that were not included in the previous shiras or in the brachas that we have in Perek Haraya are all included over here in a general shir of Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos, L'Hagav HaBeikach HaStecha, V'Emunos Chavaleilois, and so on and so forth. It's all a shir on the Chiddush of the Bria. Interesting, we find in the Medrash that Adam HaRishon, when he was Zeichet to Tshuva, he said, Ad kan koicha shel tshuva pasach va'omar mizmer shir l'yoim HaShabbos. So I once heard from my Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzchak Perman Shlita, that he wanted to say, according to this Brisker Rav, it's beautiful, because the shir of Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos is the shir on the Chiddush HaBriya. So having noticed, Adam HaRishon noticed that there's a new koyach in the Briya that he hadn't previously noticed, so that was a reason to go ahead and say again, Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos. What's interesting is that I found the Teres Chaim in the end of the first parak in Baba Kama, on Tazayin Amad Aleph, Tzayf Deir Ramaschel Shedroi, the Teres Chaim seems to say a very, very similar idea to this Brisker Rav and to this Vert. And he says that Adam HaRishon found out about Tshuva, V'hoidal k'firosi v'shar mizmer shir l'yem HaShabbos v'pasach v'omar toiv l'hoidas. Pirish, hoidas shahu yizbarach yoytze bereishas. V'omar kisamachtanei Hashem b'folecha magod l'masecha Hashem. Ayin Shom Heitev, it sounds like he really is touching on a similar concept. On a completely different mahalach, I found in Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, perhaps my father showed this to me many years ago, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes L'Yaakov in Parsha Shmois, Kapitel Hey, Pasuk Tes, he brings down the medrash that's famous, that there were Megillahs that they used to pass around in Mitzrayim to be Mechazek Klal Yisrael in the tough times that they were going through in Mitzrayim. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, we don't find anywhere what was written on these Megillahs. So he says that perhaps what was written on the Megillah was Mizmer Shir L'Yoim HaShabbos, Toiv Lo'edis L'Hashem, L'Zamer L'Shem Chalei, and he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra, which sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu, said this mizmar, and he says that perhaps it was in this Megillah, together with Eve and other things, he elaborates over there beautifully to say that the chizik and the amuna was incumbent on them, was important for them all to hold strong with that and hold on to that, and that's what gave them the chizik to be able to survive. And that is the yisoid of Shabbos, and that's perhaps what the idea of Mizmar Shel Yom HaShabbos has to do with the whole Mizmar. Because the idea of Chizik Amunah and Bitochen and the Yisoid that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that Shabbos is the Yom that He finished the world, and that's the Yisoid of Amunah, and that is what they were passing around in the Megillahs in Mitzrayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.